News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, and live online at rightsideradio.org. Hey, listen, folks, I got to tell you real quickly about my friends over at ZLA. ZLA Solutions. ZLA Solutions. If you're looking for a job, go to their website, ZLAUSA.com. If you're an employer looking to fill out your workforce ranks, just go to ZLAUSA.com. They handle all the recruiting. They can do the background checks. They can do the drug testing. They get you squared away. They'll recruit just for you and the needs of your particular business. And folks, if you're looking for a job, they got them posted right now all over North Alabama. I'm just telling you, ZLA Solutions, these are friends of mine. I know them personally. They do amazing work, and they are kicking it when it comes to getting people back to work. Check them out at ZLAUSA.com. That's ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. So, Copper, I wrote down some quotes, and I see we got a call. I'm going to take it here in 1 second. Spitting out wood chips of the same color. I loved that. All right. I mean, I immediately had this, you know, this mental image. But the other one, though, I thought was very cool. You said the narrative around us has changed, and we swallowed it whole. Good alliteration there. But hey, I see we got a caller, and he may be calling about your stuff. So line one, Brian from Huntsville. Hey, Brian, Phil Williams on Right Side. What's on your mind?
Well, I enjoyed that episode of Copper's Corner very much. And
good deal.
Heard about the elderly blaming IT for some of the things going on, advanced technology. I'm a bit long in the tooth myself, but we all have to remember that if it's a firearm, if it's a hammer, if it's a pencil, it's a keyboard, it's still a tool. Mm-hmm. Evil is not in the hands of the tool. It is in the hands of the person that uses it.
Indeed.
Not a bad point, Copper.
Y'all have a good one.
Thanks.
You too, man. Thanks, Brian. Appreciate you. What do you think, Copper? Comment on that.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, that's kind of what I was saying. It's not necessarily what goes in, but how we process it. And if we haven't learned how to process it, then of course there's going to be terrible outcomes.
Exactly. And you know, technology can be, I think to use his adage, it can be a great tool. It can be a tool, but it can also be that thing that becomes a crutch if you're not careful. So how you process what it provides you, but then also how often you process it, whether you rely upon it. And like for instance, here's an example. In today's modern military, many soldiers are so used to things that are like GPS technology or what they call Blue Force Tracker I forgot the name of the system, the more modern system than Blue Force Tracker. But anyway, basically it's like, you know, knowing where you are digitally on the battlefield. But the old school of having a map and a compass and a stubby pencil is also valuable because it's still a tool. And if you get so reliant upon technology, if the technology blanks out, what are you going to do? But yeah, anyway, hey, got another call right there. Oh, she's not ready yet. So Copper, I'm not even sure what you're typing to me right now. I'm looking on the board and I'm going, I don't know what that means, but okay. But I thought your Copper's Corner though was spot on. So we're going to talk about here in a minute, by the way, about religious accommodation. When we come back, I said that number two on the triple dipper is, what is a religious accommodation? When it comes to vaccines, how do we deal with this? And can you trust the Biden administration to even give you one? Right now, what we're looking at is the fight is on for what's even allowed to be called a religious accommodation. So it's something else to watch, and it's supposed to be one of your options. So let me do this. Line two, Copper, is that line two ready? That would be a no. There's nobody on line two now. Sue from Madison is gone. Talk to me, Copper. What are we doing? I got nothing. I'm just talking to myself. It's not good. All right. Well, listen, Sue from Madison was online too. We lost her, but that's fine. But as we close out this section, just let me just tell you this. When we talk to a religious exemption issue or a medical accommodation issue, I'm going to tell you right now, you have got to, literally, you've got to pursue it. It is one of your options. And as we get down to the issue of the resistance having begun, I'm just going to tell you, the resistance has begun, but if you don't resist, there is no resistance, if you know what I mean. And so going down the line on what your options are, I'm going to be spending a great deal of time, but I'm going to also tell you why it's so important that you call it out. Because there are employers right now that are deciding that they are your priest or they are your doctor. And that is not the way it's supposed to be. All right, now I see she's ready. Go ahead and line two, Copper. Line two, Sue from Madison. Hey, Sue, Phil Williams here. What's going on?
Hi. Well, I would just, I have a question and an observation. I've been seeing these ads for Amy Britt, who's running for the Senate, and it says in the commercial that she is a conservative Christian and that she was instrumental in getting conservatives elected to the judiciary. And she's standing there with Doug Jones in this picture. I assume that was one of those conservatives that she thinks she helped get elected. And he's the furthest thing from conservative ever. So I wouldn't question her Christianity, but I have to question her conservative view. So what do you know about her?
Well, I mean, I know her personally, I'll be honest. And by the way, it's Katie Britt, not Amy Britt. Katie Britt, she... I don't know why Katie Britt would ever run an ad with herself with Doug Jones. So I'm not sure if that's the case. But Doug Jones, while he was a senator, she was actually the chief of staff for Senator Shelby. So she was in D.C. If there's a picture where he's in the picture also, it's probably because she was Shelby's chief of staff and there was some function they were both at, but not because she was supporting his efforts. I don't think that would ever be the case. Is she qualified to run for the Senate?
I wouldn't want my picture in an ad with him if I was conservative.
I don't disagree with that. I don't think Katie would ever run an ad trying to say, I work well with Senator Doug Jones. So I don't know. I haven't seen the one you're talking about, but I do know this. Everything I know about Katie Britt is, I don't know if she's going to wind up being the one elected, but I do know she's a person of integrity. I have no reason to believe otherwise. And her husband, Wesley, is a great guy. And so, you know, speaking to about them personally, this is not an endorsement, Sue, but I'll just tell you that I have no reason to question their faith. And I certainly don't think that she's running on an ad of trying to help Doug Jones when he was in office. But thanks for the call, Sue. We got to run to a break. All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. We're going to come back and I'm going to talk to you about religious accommodations and why it's so important you ask for what the law says you're allowed to have. And if it's your faith that says the vaccine imposes a burden upon you, you share that with your employer, and I'm going to talk you through the steps. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back.